Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my commandments, to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord." That means no daddy stuff for all you pervs out there. "The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover, for she is your mother, and you shall not uncover her nakedness." So no more mommy stuff either. I'm sorry, guys. "The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness." So I guess stepmommy's out too. Man, he's taking all the fun out of this. "The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness, yours you shall not their nakedness you shall not uncover." So, well, I guess you don't get to do your brother, or your stepbrother, or your half-brother anymore. Or the sister versions of all of those things either. "The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness." Okay, so, I guess no more baby stuff either. Really taking the fun out of this, Leviticus. "The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter begotten by your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near to your kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of God, I am the Lord. So, I guess you don't get to say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God," while fucking your neighbor anymore either. That's a shame. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Well, no more gay stuff. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it. Bestiality's out too! Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all of these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled. Therefore, I visit the punishment of its For the land is defiled. Therefore, I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. Bleh. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinances, so that you do not commit any of these abominations, any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. Dang, man. He took all the fun out of having sex.